It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome to Declare Your Independence. I'm me, Ernest Hancock, each and every weekday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time from Phoenix, Arizona, here at BEA Beautiful Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com studios. Now, today I got a special guest and a good treat for you guys because as much as we talk about freedom and being able to benefit from the fruits of our labor and our enjoy our property, and it's kind of a political thing. You know, none of that matters if you are dead. You know, it's that simple. Yeah, if you're concerned with your health, if you're not feeling well, things take priority, and breathing in and out is a big on top of my list. Now, a lot of you know that last month I went to Canada with some friends. It's second year we've done this, and we had such a good time last year that my friends went and made sure that they is a connection up. They went and made sure that they invited all of their best friends from over the decades. You know, just a lot of it was like over two, almost three dozen people, and there was some old friends of theirs that I had met a couple of years ago, and the gentleman was death's doorstep. I mean, in his deathbed waiting to die. And what happened was he was doing very well. We're doing mountain hikes, you know, in the alpine meadows of. And he looked great. He says he felt great. And he detailed what it was he wanted. He said, you got to watch these two movies. You got to get this book. This is a diet that I'm on. It saved my life. And our hostess that had set up the trip, she had done it years before and raved about it. And while he's taking all these chemos and doing all that, and a lot of times it's the chemotherapy is what kills you. You know, it just beats the living crap out of you. And what happens is he just, yeah. Finally, he just started it. You know, just it's different. We'll get to the filmmaker here in just a little bit. But it's so dramatic, the change that I saw in this gentleman, that I'm going, wow, I want to check. So I get home, I go on Amazon, I order the two movies and the book, and we started doing some of the, you know, treatments and stuff that we had explained to us, and we knew because we had, you know, like a year ago we tried some of the stuff, and yeah, it makes you feel better and so on. And it's just you got to focus, you know, you're not really feeling bad, you got to focus. But then you start feeling a little age or something like that, and you're going, you know, maybe I need to get in shape. And man, when he showed up looking decade younger and fit and doinging around on the trail, I'm going, wow, man, there's something here. So I go and I find the movie. I see that there is a director, you know, filmmaker. His name is Stephen Krochel. And I'll get him to pronounce it for me here in just a little bit when we come back from this break. And I'll get right to you, Stephen, because we have a very short segment here, introduce what we're going to be talking about. And then we'll be right back and we'll get right to Stephen, because I want him to give us the whole history. We got plenty of time today. We're going to get it all out, because I've asked so many questions of these people, and we're going to get it from the man that made the movie. And we're going to go ahead and understand how we can just, you know, an option of just being purged of all the crap, literally, and we can be healthy. Because, you know, all this other stuff, it doesn't matter that much if you're dead. So let's go ahead and get undead. We'll be undead here on Declare Your Independence in just a little bit.
There are those that just want to be left alone. and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock from Phoenix, Arizona, here on the line. I have Stephen Kroschel. Stephen, pronounce your last name for me, would you please?
Well, you're close. It's Kroschel or
Kroschel.
Kroschel. Whatever.
Kroschel, thank you very much. Just to introduce to the audience what we're talking about, in the 1920s, 30s, a guy named Max Gerson came across a diet, you know, he did for himself. He had headaches and so on. And he started, and then he put on the diet, was cured. All of a sudden, I got headaches too. And then, oh, by the way, all the other diseases I had went away. And so it just started to become a regular therapy in Europe. And it was putting these tuberculosis sanitariums, I think they call them, out of business. You know, the medical industry is like, oh, no. We don't want people healed.
Yes.
We want to treat them.
Dr. Max Gerson, he had terrible migraine headaches when he was going to school, to the university, and it was debilitating. He was, he had to sit in a dark room for a few days at a time, and then he came across an old Italian text about a diet had helped a lady with migraine headaches, and so he did the same thing, and he discovered that it worked. And from there, it opened up a door to miracles, it almost seemed to him.
Well, go ahead and talk about that. I was reading about one of the there was a local doctor that had a clinic that treated tuberculosis, and they had over 450-something people, and 440-something of them were totally cured, according to them.
So, well, yeah. I mean, what Dr. Gerson was prescribing to his patients that had migraine headaches, his same diet therapy that helped him. And so that worked very well, but then one patient came back and said, look, Dr. Gerson, my headaches are gone, but also I had skin tuberculosis, and that is also gone. And Gerson just couldn't believe it, and he looked, and he discovered that it was true. And then others with other ailments also recovered. And so they did a clinical trial then. I mean, this was very official, with a doctor, Sauerbruch, in Germany, and they had 450 incurable skin tuberculosis patients in a ward, and they tried the therapy, and at first it didn't work, and Gerson was devastated, his reputation was on the line, and it looked like the whole thing was just a fluke, this therapy, this diet that he had discovered. And then, just by accident, he was walking down the hall, and a lady, a nurse, in the afternoon was pushing a cart of pastries. And he asked her what she's doing with those pastries, and she said she was giving them to these tuberculosis patients because she felt sorry for them because they were eating, quote, just rabbit food. And so she was... They took the cart away, and the lady was reprimanded, and then everyone strictly followed this Gerson diet, and 446 recovered completely out of the 450. 446.
Don't eat pastries.
Well, when you're on this therapy and you're on this diet, I mean, you have to follow it to a T. Otherwise, it may not work as effectively, and that's the problem even to this day. This therapy works. It's not going to work for every single person. It's not 100%, but in the vast majority of the cases, if they follow this therapy how Gerson tuned it up, it will have an effect. And some people will start it. Some cancer patients, for example, will start it, and they get a little tired because it is a lot of work. You know, you got to make these juices and all of that. Like, we can get into that in a minute. But if they start to cheat, if they start to eat meats and not do all of the juices, and it's not prepared correctly, the therapy may not work for them. And so it has to be followed carefully. And then if it isn't, why, you know, they say, well, the Gerson therapy didn't work. But it does work. It does.
You know, that's one thing. A friend of mine, she's, she has a lot of little things, you know, that kind of just bother her. You know, she had like little infections. She kept having recurring pains. There was all, and she discovered the Gerson diet. And that's one thing that she complained about. She goes, man, you know, this is work. In fact, she hired a nurse, you know, to help her with it and do it. And she did it for 9 months, a year. And she said she never felt better in her life. Yeah. And so since then, of course, she's talking all about, we got to do this. Everybody's got to do it and everything. She kind of slacks a little bit, you know. So she kind of, then she has to go back on it and some. But she can tell the difference. And the dramatic difference that I saw was a gentleman that had leukemia. And it was his cancer was just it was to the point that he was near death, certainly after he started all the chemo stuff. And his wife was, you know, look, our friend is, she's telling us, you got to do this. Do it. We're going to get strict about it. And finally, you know, death makes you serious.
Yeah.
So he got really strict about it. And within just a couple of months, I mean, all of a sudden he just started getting better. And now there's no signs of the cancer at all. And he's just been, he's all about the coffee enemas, man. You know, we eventually get to that, you know, and I have done them and I've been doing them since we left. And, you know, the audience, you know, more information they need to know. But the thing Jet don't need it. So, but the thing is, it really makes you feel a lot better immediately. That has some kind of major, I guess, you know, putting caffeine straight in your rectum probably doesn't hurt, you know, give you a little boost. But the, there's a lot of aspects to this, and I want to get more into the details of it. Now, when you're the modern, how did this movie come about? I know there's a rediscovery of this diet, because I am not surprised that if you have a cheap, a simple, a effective way of curing many diseases across the board, it probably has a lot to do with the crap that we're eating. Our slave food that they have now is just a keep calories going in and then the robots functioning. You know, it's just serve the man, you know, pay your taxes. But they don't want you healthy. Healthy people are a threat. And it does, sure as heck doesn't make them a lot of money if you're the pharmaceutical industry. So,
well, you can't patent a sack of carrots, and that's really, to put it in a nutshell, what this therapy is about. It's about organic produce, true organic, fresh, raw produce.
Well, Monsanto wants to patent it.
Yeah,
you don't change it to the point you can't even get real stuff. You know,
well, that's the problem. And no other time in history has our food supply been so toxic and so useless. Junk food back when, you know, I'm 48 now, and junk food back when I was 12 years old. You know, chips and such, and ice creams and whatnot. I mean, they were bad then, but look now. I mean, it's genetically modified as well, and full of hormones and poisons, and people eat this with such great trust, thinking that our food suppliers are watching out for our health and care about nutrition, but they don't. It's the bottom line is what they're looking at, and that's scary to me. I think there's a kind of coarseness that's happening in the way our society is run these days. I mean, we don't seem to have genuine love and concern for our fellow man. I mean, because otherwise, I think we would pay more attention to true humanitarian people such as Dr. Max Gerson.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about the actual effects, because since we started having children, I have two boys and two girls from 19 to 24, and they are healthy kids. They do great. We stay at home mom kind of thing. Made sure they ate what we perceived to be, you know, better than it wasn't all processed, you know, so I'm sure we could have done a lot better, but we made an effort and, you know, got balanced diets, so they're all pretty healthy, everything's good, they don't get sick, you know, we're doing all right. But my wife and I, you know, we're the product of a generation of, you know, junk food, and we've done a lot better, but I can tell there are lasting effects that we need to cure. And I wanted to get from you, you know, the main culprits of poor health are what? I mean, is it sugar? Is it processed? What, you know, kind of oil is there that we're not getting, that we're getting too much of? I mean, give us a main culprit here, you think, or insecticides?
Oh, my gosh.
You know what?
I mean, well, where do we start? I mean,
we got plenty of time. Go for it, man.
The food additives, of course. I mean, there's so many different types of food additives. There's at least about 4,000 food additives in the foods that we eat, And most of them aren't tested, of course. And then some of the ones that are very notorious, like monosodium glutamate and aspartame, you know, and altered foods, the trans fats, there's fluoride in the water. It just goes on and on. And then not to mention vaccines, which is a big news thing these days about the swine flu vaccine and go get your swine flu shot. And then, of course, what's contained in those vaccines is horrendous. And people are, again, trusting that this is all safe, and it's not.
Okay, so now we have a weapon against such things, and it's called our own body, our own immune system. I mean, that's what's, you know, jacking us up to begin with due to these poisons and toxins. So I'm going, all right, so the body has a tremendous capacity to heal itself.
If it's just given a chance. I mean, I'm just touching on a couple of stresses. There's a lot of stresses. I mean, it's everything from electromagnetic fields to stress. I mean, the cell phones, for gosh sakes. I mean, the fillings in your teeth, the old amalgam fillings. I mean, it just goes on and on. But that list is very long. But like you say, the body has, if just given a slight chance, just with even in 24 hours, just give it a chance to express itself the way nature intended, it can heal and detoxify.
Well, we're coming up on the break, and what we'll do is when we come back, we'll start talking. We'll go from the beginning. We'll do the most general. I mean, as opposed to, it seems like the diet in itself, from what I can see, cures a lot of things, you know, and you don't have to be too diet specific. But we'll go ahead and go with the most general. We're going to just feel better, detoxify ourselves, and get cured. And we're going to start with what? When we come back here on Declare Your Independence, we have Stephen Kroeschel, and we're going to be very attentive to what he has to say for us not dying. We'll be right back.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. And on the line, we are representing Max Gerson, the Gerson Diet, and the filmmaker for one of the films. Did you make both films, Stephen?
Okay, there was three films made about the Gerson therapy. The first one was called The Gerson Miracle. The second one was called Dying to Have Known, about people, you know, really that if they'd only known, they wouldn't be in the grave. And the third one was The Beautiful Truth, which involved my son on a homeschool lesson to travel the world to see if this Gerson therapy is effective.
So it was your son that did this?
Yes, it was
okay.
His homeschool.
Let's tell this story, because this is how I came to know of it. I started checking on it, and I got the Dying to Have Known. I didn't get that one. I didn't know that was available, so we'll be adding another one. So are you regularly a filmmaker, or did you learn this to be able to communicate this, or what?
Well, you know, I grew up on a farm in Minnesota, and I had animals, little, you know, orphaned animals back in Minnesota, and I would do presentations with them, and eventually when I was in 1920, I got a film camera, and I started making natural history films. So I've been doing films for the National Geographic and the BBC and all of that for 25, almost 30 years now.
You said 1920?
25.
When you were 25.
Yeah, well, okay. I was really involved with it by that time, yes. And I'm 48
I thought you said
now.
I thought you said 1925.
No.
You got it. All right, I get it. All right,
yeah.
So you're a young man. You've been doing films for quality films for large organizations that have been broadcast, and then all of a sudden you had your own story, had the technology and the ability, and guess what we're making?
Well, yeah, the thing of it was, you know, working on feature films and documentaries of all kinds, that's rewarding in itself, but working with animals all my life too, I always knew that nutrition was a big part of getting them to heal and to, you know, grow right and have the right kind of fur and just, you know, any kind of disease that they had. If you give them good nutrition, they respond. And it was just by accident that I found an old tape. A friend showed me an old VHS tape of Charlotte Gerson. That's Dr. Gerson's daughter, who she's now in her mid 80s. She was giving a lecture, and she was talking about the tremendous therapy, the effectiveness of the Gerson therapy, with her father discovered. And The more I listened to this, it just made profound sense to me. And, you know, one of Dr. Gerson's best friends was the Nobel laureate, Dr. Albert Schweitzer, who called Gerson the most eminent genius in the history of medicine. When she said that, I sat down and I listened carefully. And then she started to bring out a lot of statistics and lists of cancers and chronic diseases that are defeated by this cancer, by this therapy. And she had a lot of facts to back it up. She had, I mean, it just wasn't talk. And so then I looked into it a little bit more, and I adopted the therapy just for myself, just to do a little test. And it worked for me, too, and my family. And so as time went on, I got in touch with the Gerson Institute in San Diego and let them know that I appreciate their books and what their brochures and such. And I asked them about, you know, if they're needing an update on some of Charlotte's lectures, you know, like in a filmic form or in a better video quality form. There wasn't a long time after that that Charlotte Gerson herself contacted me and asked if I would do some kind of an infomercial for them, and I was delighted. But it started out as the idea was to do a 10-minute infomercial, but I ended up with so much material that we did a 90-minute feature documentary. That was back 6-7 years ago, called The Gerson Miracle. And we finished it up and entered it into a film festival in Los Angeles, and it won Best Picture right out of the box.
Wow. Wow, and, keep going. I'm riveted, man.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of films and you know, in these competitions. This was the Beverly Hills Film Festival. It won Best Picture. And then it won awards and recognition around the world, and now it's on the Internet, and you can download it and all this. But what happened after that film was that there was a tremendous amount of interest then that occurred in the Gerson therapy, and the Gerson Institute received calls and more inquiries. And then people were adopting this therapy instead of doing, you know, the regular treatments of chemo and drugs and surgery, and they would recover. And I would get emails almost daily of this happening. So then I was inspired again to do another film, and I wanted to go a little bit more in depth, and I wanted to make it so it was a film that included those that were the naysayers, the scoffers, you know, and well-known people that are on the other side. And I interviewed like Dr. Dean Adel, who was, you know, he's got his own health show on the radio and on television, and used to anyway, and some other doctors at Stanford University that are against therapies like this. And Dr. Dean Adel said that not a single person that's done the Gerson therapy has ever recovered from cancer. He said that right on camera. That really seemed like a broad statement, so I did a little bit more research. I went to Japan and visited a doctor who had liver cancer himself, who did the therapy, and he recovered. This was almost 20 years ago, and then he did, you know, he took this therapy and applied it to his own patients that had cancer. And, you know, he's tracking 500 people at the moment that had cancers that recovered on the Gerson therapy. So you have all of these others that have
recovered. There's a lot more to talk about. We've got plenty of time. Don't worry about it. And when we come back, I want to know what you think the motivation was for Dean Adel to say that.
Yeah.
That's really what's going on here. There's a suppression, and we need to research that a little bit. Why?
Yeah.
We'll find out when we come back here and Declare Your Independence.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Here from Phoenix, Arizona, on the line we have Stephen Kruschel. Say it for me again, will you, Stephen?
Kruschel.
Kruschel.
Yeah.
Stephen Krushel, he is the father of a young man as a homeschool project. They were motivated to do some checking on the Gerson diet. And you came across it yourself by seeing an old videotape and have experience with BBC and National Geographic and filmmaking. So you go, you know, I can do this. You know, so we'll make a film. And tell me the role that your son had, because I think I saw some of the trailers. Your son, he's probably late teens, early 20s now, isn't he?
No, he's 17 at the moment. So and he's going to be 18 here in November, late November. But this was a couple of years ago that he did this homeschool lesson with me about the Gerson therapy, because after the second movie that I did, Dying to Have Known, he was curious but skeptical, like most people are. I mean, they just think, well, come on. I mean, if there's a cure for cancer, why don't we all know about it? So I said, okay, Garrett, this is your homeschool lesson. You're going to travel all over the world. You're going to visit patients. You're going to see doctors, and you're going to hear both sides of it. That's your lesson. So that's what.
Especially if Dad said it. You know, you're never a prophet in your own land. You know what I mean?
So So you know, he had to discover for himself, and I thought that Garrett would be a good representative of everybody. So we're all kind of going on this journey together in this movie, The Beautiful Truth.
Well,
so people can make up their own
start mind. You got you got your son. Fine. Yeah, hey, right, cool. You know, I get to travel the world. Yeah, whatever. I'll sit and talk and ask and be on camera for you, Dad. You know, blah blah blah. Can I go to the beach? Okay. So so you know, I get it. I have teenage sons. It's a miracle you even got him to do it. So the thing is that he goes. What was the first place that you visited?
Well, of course, we live here in a one room log cabin in the middle of nowhere in Alaska here. So. The first place we went to Edmonton, and then we went down to San Diego. You know, we had to do change planes in Edmonton, Alberta, and then we went down to San Diego. We were in Jackson, Mississippi. We were in Holland. We were in Japan. Gosh, I can't remember. We were just crisscrossed the state. We were in Ohio, New York, Los Angeles. So we were all over the place.
So what was the first thing that he would do? I mean, you go in, all right, start asking questions. Did he have a list of questions? Did he, you know, I haven't seen the movie yet. Amazon hadn't delivered it yet. I'm waiting.
Yeah, well, the thing of it is, I mean, we broke it down into little pieces because, you know, the Gerson therapy treats, toxins in the body. And so we examined some of the toxins that people are exposed to, such as fillings in, your mouth, from cavities, dental amalgam. So we did a little test with that, is there really mercury in fillings? Because that causes, that lowers the immune system in people. So we did that, and he saw the mercury vapor coming off a tooth that was rubbed a little bit with a pencil eraser. I was the first person, I guess, to film that with a film camera, and it's an amazing thing to see a mercury vapor coming off a tooth filling. So that was a myth that, people said that's just a myth, that there isn't mercury that's going to harm you in a filling. And Garrett clearly saw that is not true, that it definitely is poison, and it comes off, and you can measure it, and it's at such a high level that if it was in a building, that you'd have to evacuate the room.
That is one interesting thing to me right there. In your research, the fact that tooth fillings would even have mercury in it is interesting to me in the beginning. Why would it? Why did they do that?
It just made the material that they were using, in Lincoln's time even, just a little bit more malleable so it could form around the little nooks and crannies in your cavity, in your tooth. So that's why they use it, and it hasn't changed all this time. And then you got the American Dental Association, there's a liability thing there, so they got to kind of sort of keep quiet about it. And I didn't even know this. I mean, Garrett had a filling in his own mouth, one little amalgam filling. And so, I learned right then and there, we got to take that out. So that was part of the movie, too, Garrett, getting that filling taken out the right way. That's the other thing, too. You just can't take these fillings out of your mouth. You've got to go to a dentist that knows how to take it out the right way so you don't have mercury
a whole bunch
being
in,
released.
Yeah,
so it has to be correctly taken out. And then he felt better from that. He experienced even better health just from that. Within about 4 weeks, he discovered that, I feel a little bit better just from that filling being removed. But that was one thing. And then we also investigated monosodium glutamate in foods, food additives, and visited people that had reactions to that. And we visited a very famous doctor, a neurologist, Dr. Blaylock. He lives in Mississippi, and he disclosed to Garrett that these food additives that we have in taste enhancers in so many of our foods now, they're hidden. They might not say MSG or but they're excitotoxins nonetheless, and they'll disguise that food additive by saying just natural flavors, and or some other disguised name. And then Dr. Blaylock explained to Garrett that we're eating these foods, and they may be toxic, but they're also destroying brain cells, and they're dumbing people down. And that was quite
a beneficial side effect for the man.
Yeah, it's harming people's brains. Food additives are harming people's brains. Monosodium glutamate is one of them. Aspartame, NutraSweet, all these products that have these artificial sweeteners, that's another excitotoxin that damages the brain, among other things. I mean, it does things to our glands and our immune system and causes cancer. And then Garrett started to discover that, there's a political end to that. There's a lot of famous politicians that invested heavily in these kind of food additives. And he saw that aspect of it, too. So the world is not as it seems. It's not everybody's being honest and nice. He was 15 years old, so, he was kind of learning that. So he went to a food company in, where the heck was that? That was in, I forget which state that was. Now, there was so many different places. We went to a major food manufacturer, and they refused to talk to Garrett. They just, at the last minute, decided that they're not going to talk about what's put in their foods. So he was kind of just left, huh? So you can't get both sides of the story here. It's not just all open and honest. So he was learning about life and learning about that information and the right information and knowledge is power. And so, we continued our investigation, and it just went from the ugly, the what's covered up, to the beautiful, which is people that tried what Gerson found almost 80 years ago, and that it worked, and they recovered, and they have their life back.
Well, let's talk about the Gerson therapy. I mean, the general, I'm going to go Gerson, okay? What's the first thing I do? I take all the boxes on my shelf and throw them in the trash. That's the first thing.
Basically,
okay.
Yeah.
Then I'm doing what?
Well, you got to make the juices. You have to do the juices. You have to eat, three good meals a day, and that would be salads, raw food as much as possible, but also some cooked food, too. So let's start with the juices. You'd want to get a good juicer. You have to get not a centrifugal juicer, the ones that spin. You have to get one that grinds and presses. And Gerson found that right at the very beginning, that you have to grind the vegetables and then press them. So if you do it that way, all the enzymes are still alive, and they're fresh. And because centrifugal juicers, you're spinning out most of the, just drinking water, basically, colored water, a little bit of flavoring, but you're also creating inductive electricity that kills hundreds of enzymes that your body needs. So the grinding and press method retains all of those enzymes and those nutrients, phytonutrients, and so you're able to get that into your body, and then the healing begins. One of the best kind of juicers that the Gerson patients use, and which what we use, is called the Norwalk juicer. And it does the grinding and the pressing and all of that. You can do it by hand. There's other types of juicers like that. But apple carrot juice is one, carrot-only juice, green juices, that would be like romaine, lettuce, and peppers, green peppers, orange juice. But these different juices, and if you have cancer or chronic disease and you're doing the therapy truly, you have to drink 1 8-ounce glass every hour, 13 times a day. And then what happens is you're flooding the body with these nutrients, and it is so powerful that it starts to push toxins out of the cell system into the bloodstream. And if you don't do detoxification at the same time, you can poison your liver and you can get even sicker. So that's where Gerson found that the coffee enema helped too. So it's a very complex metabolic process that takes in organic juices, no salt, raw, nice vegetables, that are organic, that are raw and cooked, and the detoxification. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. And then,
you know, that's one thing. I talk to people. I ask them the same question. Okay, yeah. Tell me, juice. And
yeah.
I put in here, I just put a Google search. I put grind, press, juicer, and it comes up. Gerson Therapy Juicer. So I see. Obviously, you know, this is, you know, not a secret for a lot of people. But what they were saying, the people, there was three people that did it, and out of 29-30 of us that were up at this, we were up in British Columbia, Assiniboine Lodge. It's you know, going hugging grizzlies. Okay,
yeah.
So we, you know, everybody's all natural, and we're just, you know, having a good time, getting to know each other over a week, and what happened. Three of the people had done this. One had done it before, was aware of your therapy, got healthy on it, liked it, you know, felt better, and then kind of slacked off, and then goes back whenever she starts to feel, you know, sluggish. And then a friend of hers, a couple, he was dying of leukemia, finally got him to, you know, stop all that. You're just killing yourself. Get, you know, fix it. And he started within a couple of months. It was obvious that, you know, he's feeling better. And all of a sudden now they can't even tell he ever had it. So I'm going, okay, so what is the deal? And this is what he said. He goes, it's juicing, just something to do with apples too. A lot of apple day keeps doctor away or something. So it's you know, apples and carrots and, you know, whatever. So he does these juicings and he says, but at first you don't feel better. He goes, you get these toxins, it starts releasing all, you can just feel all this stuff coming out. That's where the coffee enema comes in.
Yeah, he goes, healing reactions. That's called healing reactions. Yes, that's very normal.
So the other problem was, is that when you do, one of the other women, oh yeah, it was a fourth one, I forgot about her. She said that, you know, she's big on the enema part. And what happens is, how much can you hold? You know, it's, I'm 32 ounces. You take like 8 ounces of coffee. There's some formula, organic coffee you put in, you know, and do the thing. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, man, you got to do some practice. So the thing is that they were saying you have to hold it for like 20 minutes or something because it does something to release the bile ducts or, you know, explain that to me. What's the physiological aspect of the enemas?
Okay, now we got to back up here. Now, you've got to follow this therapy correctly, and it should be under the supervision of a doctor. And at the very least, if you have questions about how the therapy is done, you can either buy the books. You know, there's a book that Dr. Gerson wrote back in the 1950s. But the updated version is Healing the Gerson Way that was written by Charlotte Gerson. This just came out. And but anyway, the coffee enema, you only hold it for 10 to 15 minutes, and it's three tablespoons of fine ground, light roast organic coffee, and there's a recipe for it, and there's a procedure that you have to follow. I won't get into all that right now because it's quite detailed, but if you have to do it correctly, if you hold it too long, you were saying like 20 minutes, then you're going to have some problems because then the body is going to reabsorb some of the toxins in too much of one element or the other. And I'm not a doctor, so I can't, you know, get into that too much, but there is a special way that this has to be done, and so I would advise you know, to find exactly how the therapy works by getting one of the books or
got the book coming, man. But I want to make sure that we just understand the general concept. You have the juicing provides, I guess the active ingredient are some enzymes, some natural food enzymes that have, and you can, I mean, I can look up an enzyme on Wiki here and find out whatever that is, but an enzyme is really a trigger for certain processes in the body, right?
Yes, yes, it is, and there's thousands and thousands of different types of enzymes, and yet it's all in these various types of juices and in the organic raw foods. And the cooked foods. The cooked foods basically that are eaten while you're on this therapy are providing basically soft bulk in the intestinal tract. Because you get a lot of cancer patients that at the very beginning have no appetite at all, but when they start this therapy, after a day or two, they start to get their appetite back. And so one thing I'd really like to clear up is that it's not just drinking juices. It's not just doing a coffee enema. It has to be done in a special way, and if you follow it correctly, then it does work. By the way, Jay Cordage, I don't know if you probably heard of him, the Juice Man. He was quite famous. He came out with that juicer years ago.
No, I don't know.
Well, there's a number of different kinds of juicers on the market, but Jay Cordage is known and still is the Juice Man, and his books and his juicers have sold over $1 billion worldwide. He had cancer himself back in the 1940s and did the Gerson therapy, and of course that's why he became an advocate for juicing. And but these different types of juicers that you can get, and the different kinds of coffees that you can get, this all has to be done correctly. So I would recommend contacting the Gerson Institute for the details.
On I got them up here. Juice Daddy. Jay Cordich, the juice guy, and he's got live foods, live bodies.
Okay? Yes.
Yeah, I love Google. Okay, so the concept is that you're getting some real nutrition. You're getting some food that's really activating your body. You're getting your body's going, thank goodness, where have you been all this time? Because
yes.
Our entire society is, you know, I remember when I first moved out and had my apartment. I'm, you know, 18 years old and starting, you know, being somebody and saving money and working, going to school and everything. And the little girls that live below me, you know, they're like 5, 6 years old. I made friends with their mother and family and so on. And the little girls asked me, they go, who cooks for you? And I go, Mrs. Swanson. So we're growing up and living a life that we have processed foods that are just, you know, they're more for a picture than they are for anything else inside. And you taste a Mrs. Swanson Salisbury steak, and man, you know it ain't steak, okay?
Well, it's that kind of food is sustaining life, but it's not promoting life. It's not going to put you in
and
the
difference is. No, I understand that, but I want to know what the fundamental difference is. Is it just enzymes? Can I take enzyme pills? I mean, you know, what am I looking for? I'm getting these enzymes that have what effect on the body?
Yeah, it's balanced nutrition. It's nutrients, the correct way in which the body can assimilate in the right doses. And you can get vitamins, and they're mononutrients, and that does not work the same, and sometimes that's even ineffective or detrimental to the body. But when you drink carrot juice, for example, it is in the right balance in which the body can assimilate and heal disease.
And we're going to find out how it assimilates and heals disease. You know, do we know how? Can we? Or are we just going to do it? Well,
yes.
Maybe we can come back and find out. Now, we'll be right back here on Declare Your Independence with me and Stephen in just a little bit.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and our special guest, Stephen Crutchell. You know, I want to make sure that we follow this one point through. We're having a, I guess an invasion of good food. You know, we're trying to overwhelm the bad, push out the bad, and replace it with the good. And we have our cells, our amazing machines. And as you get older, you know, I'm same age, I'm 48 years old. And we have friends that are in all kinds of different health this and different, you know, buy your whatever, okay? I mean, there's all kinds of different things. And a lot of it always comes down to there's some insufficiency in our immune system, in our cell structure. We're not getting the right chemical, the right sugar, the right this, the right something. And I'm going, well, doesn't food have this in there somewhere? So that's kind of what we're talking about here is replacing the bad and repairing the good with food.
Well, I think perhaps the greatest of Dr. Gerson's many revolutionary insights was his realization that the underlying cause of chronic disease was deficiency and toxicity, deficiency of nutrition and toxicity in the environment. And this approach, you know, differs greatly from that of conventional medicine, which prefers to assign a clear-cut cause to each individual disease, but omits the search for the truly basic problem that, and they're common to many, you know. So this is the difference in its approach, Gerson's approach, and is one of the many factors that separates the Gerson protocol from orthodox treatments. So if you were to sum it up, Gerson really discovered that it's deficiency and toxicity that is the bottom line for what causes disease.
What do you think we live in a freaking toxic environment. I'll give you an example. You know, you have a son, and you're living, you know, homeschooling in the Lone Prairie, but I mean, you know, we're in municipality here, and they go to school. I mean, they went to private school and so on, but still, you got our bathroom, my wife and I have, and then the kids' bathroom, and they're all moved out now. But I remember when they were in high school, I'd walk in there to get something out of the linen closet or whatever, and it was like a toxic soup. They're sitting there spraying their Axe spray, got their deodorants on, their hair gels, their scented shampoos, their aftershave, this lotion, cream, body. Kind of. I'm like, oh my goodness, why don't you just take a bucket of gunk, you know, from the bottom of the industrial barrel, which is where a lot of this stuff comes from. They go, I give you a good example. I was on vacation. I went on vacation. I was doing some political stuff in Des Moines, Iowa. I'm staying in a hotel there. And they had a soap on the shelf, and it said lemongrass. So I took it, and I smelled it, and I go, yeah, that smells kind of like lemon and grass, you know, lemongrass. And I go, did they really come up with that? Or they just have some leftover sludge in some industrial barrel? And they go, what does it smell like? I don't know. It smells like kind of like lemon and grass. Well, it's a new additive for soap. We're putting it in there, and it's lemongrass soap now, you know. So I can see where it's just nothing goes to waste.
No.
And
no,
they use our kidneys for filters, you know.
It's the thing of it is, the world we live in is so much more toxic than in Gerson's day that I personally – do the Gerson therapy every day, even though I don't have cancer or any chronic diseases at all, just to maintain my health. And I live in a remote area of Alaska where the air is clean and we eat organic foods. But still, just breathing the air, I mean, if you're driving in traffic, you're inhaling a lot of toxins just from auto exhaust. And it just goes on and on, the things that we ingest in the water and our foods. Anyway, I mean, if you have a plastic container and you got water in it and you're drinking that water, there's toxins that are migrating out of the plastic into that water you're drinking it. So the thing of it is, when you do this therapy, you're keeping your body ahead of the game. I would suggest, though, for everybody, if you still have questions, to go to online, www.gerson.org. You can find out about this therapy.
G-E-R-S-O-N.org.
And I really have to credit, this is a big thing for me in my life, in that I made these three Gerson movies. The Cinema Libre Studios, this independent distributor that took these movies on when I tried to get distribution from Hollywood studios.
We will get more praise for them when we come back. We're going to push the button. It'll be just a minute break. We'll be right back here on Declare Your Independence.